I guess I'll say I'll do.
Yeah, like, you know, if she says I do, I guess I'll say I do too. Like, just, you know.
Emily, blink twice if you need help.
Like, that's exactly what y'all are doing. And
don't come over and, like, tease me. Don't come over here and be like, good night. Oh, I will be up the whole night just like,
so. Anyway.
That's how he feels about it.
Anyway.
I respect her nose.
I also grew up in a farting family.
You ready? Let's get it.
That's how you feel.
Absolutely not. Oh, boy. Hello, folks, and welcome back to another episode of That's How You Feel. Obviously, elephant in the room, or should I say wives in the room. That's already bad. I called my wives elephant. My wives. I'm already messing up.
Wow.
Hey,
well,
welcome
I will
to another
say,
episode.
Caleb, there's a lot of people that have said the wives have not been here to defend themselves when mm-hmm. we've talked about them.
Yep.
So we officially brought them on the show.
These are our wives.
I do think we didn't discuss ahead of time like we normally don't. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to introduce them the same way we introduced Joel.
I don't know anything about her, though.
The three things.
Your wife?
Wait, do you want to introduce my wife and I'm going to introduce your wife?
We can do that.
No, because I don't know your wife like that. Wait, let me just introduce my wife and you can introduce
we were
your
friends.
Wife. We are, but fine. Okay, I take it back. I'll introduce your spouse and you get to introduce my spouse. That is Julia McCall. She is...
Whoop, whoop.
I'm not going to do the lame ones that you do. Like, when you say the wife and mother. Like, obviously.
You threw it on me last time.
I don't care about that. Julia. Three things about Julia. Julia is an accomplished musician. Incredibly talented on the keys. She actually, I believe... I'm going to mess this up. Designs or helps with software. Senior sound designer for a company. She creates music and sounds, and she's a producer, and she wears glasses.
Oh man, Julia.
In case you didn't know, I'm not gonna do the lame ones.
Man, I don't know your wife though.
What's her favorite color?
Yellow.
No.
Ooh.
Dark yellow.
Wrong.
Okay.
Isn't that just brown?
And she likes white sneakers.
It's true.
I mean, that is true. But she also likes like brown boots
and white sneakers.
So Emily, this is Miss Emily Foreman, everybody. Oh. The better part of Caleb Foreman. She is a season ticket holder to the one and only Kansas City Currents.
KC, baby.
That's right. Which is, and I believe, correct me, they are the first women's soccer team to have their own stadium.
The first female sports team of any kind to have their own stadium. Yes.
That is incredible. Go KC. I actually saw them at the airport once and I was
super, you told me that. You texted me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was super like awkward. I was like, go Currents.
Currents.
Emily also is a very talented cook. I will say
Thank
that
you.
Every time. Bro, don't look at me. You're a good cook, too, but your
Julia
wife
Julia is
can...
a really great host, too. She makes a really great
Thanks.
Chicken salad.
I do.
A really good chicken salad. That's another thing about her.
Didn't you like my chicken salad the other day?
Keep introducing my wife.
She has...
So good.
Emily has two cats, yes. And she also has a... Which you guys already know, but a son. She is a new mother. Yep. And she also has brown hair.
Okay, this brings up a debate. Do you think I'm brown or blonde?
You are a brunette.
It's like a dishwater blonde.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say blonde, but like dirty blonde.
Yes.
So I was wrong.
It's kind of
she
its own category.
Dishwater
But I don't
blonde?
Consider I don't consider myself yeah. a brunette, though.
No.
No.
How is that not an insult to say your hair is dishwater blonde?
I don't understand where the term came up from, but I've heard that my whole life. That
maybe it's more dirty. PC than dirty blonde.
Yeah, I always knew it as dirty blonde, but yeah. I guess.
No, I like dishwater, though. Dishwater, that's...
No, I texted out the girls like a few months ago that question, and the result was more blonde than brunette.
I agree.
Anyway, sorry. One more thing, and I hope I get this right. She is originally from...
Ooh, yeah.
I want to say it, but I think I'm going to be wrong.
Just say it.
Say it.
Idaho?
Wrong.
You got it.
Did I? Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, thank you for not saying Iowa or Ohio.
He's still incorrect. You are from Nebraska.
The first 5 years of my life, I lived in Nebraska. But you don't. Bro, I don't claim that. It's not home.
You didn't even know her then.
Right. You didn't know me in Idaho either. Now.
Anyway, hey, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. Also, the new thing, share the podcast. Like, share it. Send it. Like, share it. You know, people, if you like it, great. Please tell me. I need the confidence boost. But also, like, share it with your friends. Like, say, hey, check out this podcast. You know? Thank you.
It was a little aggressive. But really, if you do find one of our episodes very informative or you really enjoyed it, please do share.
Even if you didn't like it, say, hey, I hated this podcast. Check it out.
Yeah, like the first comment we got was lame. I'll definitely be checking out next week.
Yeah. Share it regardless.
Real quick, before we get into question of the day, Emily. So Caleb has talked about your snoring. He says... He says, do you have anything to, is there anything Caleb has said on this podcast that you want to just put to rest?
To clear up. No, not too many things. The snoring thing, I believe, was a result of being pregnant. I'm not sure I still snore.
You don't.
Thank you. So it was.
You left that piece out?
It was just pregnancy when you're like full of all the fluids and like everything is just stuffy.
No. So here's the thing.
And other than that, only when I'm sick.
Right. Okay. So I actually noticed it a couple of days ago because she was asleep, mouth wide open again. But no snoring.
Right.
It was great.
That is a normal thing. Wide open mouth.
Mouth was, I mean. Like, but no, it was like she was stretching it like.
That's a little much.
But there was no snoring. I was like, huh, she doesn't snore anymore. Check that out.
There was one other thing that I wanted you to clear up, but I'm trying to remember what it was. You've said a lot on this podcast.
I feel like the only time I've been talked about is in the fertility episode. And I think the term that you were trying to go for was IUI. We did not do IUI. You said some sort of other VF.
I said IMF or EMF.
It was IUI, which we did not do.
No. All right, question of the day. You're up first, actually.
Okay, cool. All right. So the question is, if you're outside, you're walking, let's say you're walking in or out of the grocery store, doesn't matter where you're at. And you know those like armored Brinks truck, right?
Yeah.
They have money in it.
Oh yeah.
You see them pull off and there is a bag left. It's like $40,000-$50,000 in this bag. Are you turning that bag in?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. I would definitely turn in $20,000. I mean, I wouldn't want to be dishonest, and I would want to make sure that they got their $10,000 back. So
I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Oh my god! Sorry. Yes, I would. I would turn in the whole.
Gosh, I can imagine the guilt, like, of not turning that in.
Huh?
Of that, just, you know, sitting in my house or in the bay, like going to, you know, just, it's like blood money.
And Caleb,
like,
there's cameras. I mean, they're going to see.
Oh. And I would wave as I walked in my car.
Yeah, I would not even probably even touch it. I would just like walk on by like, ugh.
Yeah.
I already get honestly, like an anxious feeling when I'm near a Brinks truck, like something's going to go down while I just happen to be there.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched when you get close to it?
Yes. I'm like, there has to be cameras on this truck.
Like, I'm not trying to steal.
Meanwhile, Caleb's like, look at this guy.
Work.
Hashtag blessed.
Oh, I'm picking that bag up so fast.
He's got some new Jordans to buy.
Immediately, I'm going to the bank. Yes, I would turn it into the bank. Hey, I'd like to make a deposit. Like, immediately. Oh, that's a really interesting looking bag you have there. Yeah, I know, right? Crazy. Anyway, this is $50,000 here. You can count it. I did
as
already.
If they wouldn't red flag that.
I don't care.
You would care when you get closed into a jail cell.
Yeah, well. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Y'all are too good for people. Like, y'all are just, you think you better than me?
I do.
Okay.
More upright citizen, yes.
So my question of the day, I think I saw this on maybe a TikTok, but the question is to describe your paycheck with a movie title.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
That was one of them. You looked it up, didn't you?
No, that was the first thought I had, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep. That was one of them.
Waiting to exhale.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that one. Emily, you got anything?
Medea goes to jail.
I saw, so I had the post up here. Okay. So there was the Hunger Games, mm-hmm. which I thought was a good one.
The only thing that came to mind is 9 to 5, which just like literally describes a job, but
yeah,
I'm That's terrible good. With movie titles.
Before I go into more, do you have any?
No, I saw that question on there and I was like, I can't think of a single movie title except the B movie, which makes it.
Start being an apiarist.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's the only movie title. That
when
came
I first
to
heard
mind,
the question,
and it has no. Well,
yeah, why B movie?
I don't know.
Okay,
because Brooklyn was watching it the other day, and so it was in my mind. I don't know.
I have no preference of this, but the first movie that came to mind was Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
There you go.
For your patient.
Yeah, because I'd be mad. Some other ones they said was a series of unfortunate events.
That's good.
Taken. there was one that said Friday After Next.
Mm-hmm.
Gone Girl. There was
Gone Girl.
Hunger Games. 12 Years a Slave. Gone with the Wind. From Prada to Nada. Catch Me If You Can. Hidden Figures. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Oh, this one was interesting. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And what they meant by that was the gross, the net, and the taxes taken out.
Oh,
there you go.
That's clever.
Thinking real critically about that.
So that's what that was my question. I just thought it was interesting. I saw it on, you know, the
Ticky
Tacky.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
So we brought the wives on today. As we said, people have been actually requesting you guys both to come on. And you guys
wow, thanks.
Were super excited and said yes. So we're glad you guys came on today.
They didn't really say yes. My wife was like, really? Are you sure?
More like, you're scheduled this day to be on the podcast. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, honey, people are clamoring. What people? They're out there. They're clamoring.
Yeah. Which, and if you do not know, Julia over here, sorry, I touched the mic. She's going to, is the producer. So she is the one that has been editing the podcast Woo. And setting everything up. So we wanted to bring you on. So, all right,
Glad
Caleb, you
want
to get us started?
Yeah. So the start of this podcast, because I'm getting this started. I don't know what I'm doing.
We know.
How'd we meet?
Oh, we met because...
Boy!
You already went over this.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so how did you and Emily meet?
Well, me and Julia met at church.
We're doing the cross thing again.
Nah.
I was like, well, yes.
But That's Emily true. And I, I was about to tell a whole lie. We met online. So we met through a dating app. They do sometimes work. So we met on Hinge, the app designed to be deleted.
Yeah, but it lasted. I actually met Emily for the first time. It was your birthday party at Jack Stack.
Really?
Yeah, you got him a Spider-Man PS4 game that year.
He asked for, because I'm Why terrible at giving gifts. These things?
I was excited to be invited, you know?
Because I invite you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, yeah, well, I didn't know Emily, so she didn't text me.
Yeah, that's probably the first time I met you.
But Cassie and Joel were there, and it was a good time. We were out in the patio.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's etched in my mind, so left an impression. Me and Julia met at church. We both were in the worship band. Funny thing, actually, so Brian, my brother-in-law, Brian Horn,
mm-hmm.
He, like, 6 months before she even started coming to church, we were at this all-nighter for the youth group, and he was like, yeah, me and my fiance were going to come to, actually, I don't think they were engaged yet, me and my girlfriend, we're going to come, and her sister's going to come, and he was like, and she's single, and I was like, haha, because at that time, I'd been single for years, I enjoyed being single, but people
Did
were,
you?
I did.
I'm not a single person.
I mean, not now.
Well, boy.
But
good answer.
I understand you. I was totally enjoying being single.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want whenever you want. Didn't have nobody to talk back to you, you know.
You trying to say something?
I mean, I feel bad for Emily. but anyways, he was like, so I went and Facebook stalked her. I instantly saw her. She was playing piano in her profile picture. I was like, this is the girl. This is it. Then she came to church. I saw her playing on stage. I actually told my friend, I said, you see her? I'm going to marry her someday. And
we hadn't even met yet. So in any other circumstance, it'd be a little creepy.
Seemed a little
creepy. Just a little bit. So I'm glad it worked out.
So that's how we met. And so we just met through like different conversations in the worship team and stuff. And yeah.
Mm.
So, okay. I hate so much that my boy band is like a recurring thing in this show so far. But anyway, there's a story behind it. So when we started like talking and dating, she had told her family that she was like, I guess, bringing me to like a family pool party or whatever. And they're like, oh, what's his name? And she was like, oh, Caleb Foreman. And her family was like, you're dating a Foreman? And she's like, what is this? She's like, oh, we know the Foremans. They had a band. Like, their brothers are like, they're all talented. And so, like,
I had not yet heard about. I was like, what?
Yeah. So I had a really
good question. How do you know more about this man than I do?
Like, and again, she's from Idaho. So her aunts and uncles that live here were like, they were employed by the school district where we went to school as kids. And so, like, her cousins and my brothers all went to the same school. And my reputation had already, like, gone before me and done a lot of the heavy lifting. So
yeah, his brothers match up with my cousins in age.
So they knew your music and stuff to them.
Yes, because we performed, like, when I was a kid, we performed in every talent show everywhere.
That is wild.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
I mean, just the thing, like, is you guys met on a dating app. She originally was from a different state. Mm-hmm. To think that's just crazy how that all intersynced.
Yeah,
were you as in awestruck as they were with Caleb?
Well, of course.
Good answer.
Maybe not because of the band, but because of the band.
It has nothing to do with my musical talents. We should get into the awestruck in the first date, though, because our first date was it was good for her. It was horrible for me.
Tell me the story, please.
What? Well, we met the first week of June. We had you know, been on the app. We were texting, whatever. Say, hey, let's meet or whatever. And so we decided to have.
Can
brunch.
I ask something real quick?
What up?
So. Because I've never done a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... So, who
swiped on who?
Well, obviously, we both swiped on each other. Because
is that how...
Yeah, because you swipe, and then whoever swipes back on you, then it's like they match. So, you don't get to know who swipes left on you,
What was your opening line to her?
See, I feel like I made the first line.
Yeah, whatever. So...
Well, then what was your line?
No, I remember saying... I think I said something like, I love your smile. It's so joyful.
Right, because aww. no, because okay, that's true.
That's cute.
But she is so nice to you. In a lot of the apps, the woman has to make the first move. I think on this one, like in Bumble, like the woman has to initiate conversation. I think it has to do with this one as well. Maybe I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
But she messaged first. So anyway,
that's how he feels about it.
Anyways,
go on with your first date. We're getting on tangents.
So yeah, first date. Yeah. First week of June, we decided to meet for brunch, and we picked this brunch spot just south of the plaza. Like I said, first week of June. Now, my thought is this is a first date. Got to make a good impression. I'm going to wear a shirt with a collar. And the only shirt I had with a collar at the time was a flannel. And so I wore, in the first week of June, a black t-shirt. First of all, I had on a black tank top. Black t-shirt and this black and red flannel with black jeans. First of all, I looked great.
Was it inspired by me?
No.
So, it wasn't the Buffalo Check?
It was a Buffalo Check flannel.
So it was inspired by me.
So the date went, even though it was middle of summer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was middle of summer and I'm like, we're going to be indoors though. This is fine. So I looked great. Obviously. But we get there. The date goes well. And she's like, hey, do you want to take a walk? And I said, sure, because I don't want the date to end just because I don't want to go outside. I mean, she's learned that now that I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, cardio is like a...
Whew. He's not an outdoorsman.
And so she says, okay,
it's funny because you're very outdoorsy.
She sure is. So
well, comparatively.
She said, let's walk down to the plaza. And I'm like, oh, downhill. This is easy. This is a breeze. So we start walking downhill and it's going just fine. And then she's like, actually, let's go walk up to Loose Park. And so we turn around to go uphill toward the park. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh God. And I am immediately, I'm cooking in sweat. I'm like, hey, do you want to get some ice cream? Cool off a bit. She's like, no, but you can get some. And I'm like, all right. So I get ice cream to just kind of cool off. We go back up and we're not even at the park yet. And she goes, do you want to take your shirt off? Or, you know, I'm like,
no, your shirt, your flannel.
My flannel. She's like, do you want this
long sleeve,
thick
hot
flannel? And I'm like,
thing that you're wearing.
No, I'm fine. Why?
So it's drenched in sweat.
Profusely sweating.
And I'm like, every little bit of shade, I'm just like, oh, thank God.
but it doesn't last because we're just walking. And the date went fine, but as soon as she was like, "Hey, I gotta go," and I was like, "Oh, I got in that car and threw that shirt off, like, pit stains." I mean, oh, it
Max
was so
AC.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Got a second date though.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
What was your first date?
So our first date, I borrowed my nanny's car. It was a Pacifica, and we went to Cheddar's because at that time, I believe it was your
favorite. That was my favorite restaurant.
Favorite restaurant.
Still one of my favorites.
Yeah, still one of your favorites.
Yeah, I love it.
She always used to get the Dijon mushroom chicken, which,
and they took it away with COVID.
They've taken a lot of things away.
Yeah,
they used to have like really great onion rings. I don't think they have those anymore either.
Yeah,
they
don't. And mushrooms, I just don't like mushrooms.
The best
I
thing is the painkiller drink, though.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to try that.
What are we talking about here?
Alcohol. Goodness. Then we went to the movie theater and saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So I was not good at making moves. And so
she... No, he wasn't. I was the first one to talk to him.
So wait, even though you were like, "I'm going to marry this girl," Julia had to talk to you.
Yeah.
So Julia, actually, one day at church, we had worship band practice and I was in a small group. And so I went upstairs to the small group. She thought I went upstairs just to turn off the lights. So like I'm sitting, I get up there and I sit down in the circle talking with everybody. And then Julia comes up and like she walks in and she did not expect to see a room full of
people. I was
going to
be so smooth. I was going to go up there and run into him naturally and just like turn off the lights.
How are you going to run into him naturally when you have no business being up there?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking straight, clearly.
Oh, you're turning off the lights? I was going to do that.
Exactly. That was my move.
Oh, what a coincidence. We're both up here turning the lights off.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, so it ended up she got like hooked into the life group that night, and we went out to On the Border, and my friends were all like, "You gotta sit right next to her," because they all knew I had this thing for her. And then I actually, Josh Bailich, I was so nervous. I went up to him, I was like, "Okay, so what should I do next?"
Wow. At the restaurant, like sitting
well
there?
This was after she had left because we had talked. And anyway, so I messaged her on Facebook and then we were chatting and then we gave each other's numbers, and then I believe I did ask you out on the date. And it was the day before Thanksgiving, but while we were in the movies, she actually held my hand, because like, the whole time I'm thinking, like, should I hold her hand now, should I do this, and and finally she's just like, "Boy, get over here and give me your hand."
I didn't say that.
No, I know, but I'm just like, no.
You were
she was
aggressive.
She was,
like that.
No, she was just like this. And you know what, the what I loved from that date, you amazing. But
thank you.
Can I just say I appreciate your assertiveness?
Oh, I do too.
You know, the handhold, like,
it
just
had to be done.
Just like, going for it. And
we were just
going
to sit there awkwardly the whole time. Like, no.
I'm just an overthinker.
Take notes. Make them move. Do the thing. You know?
Sometimes, yeah, because I'm always an overthinker. And so I didn't want to, like, make the move at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And it ended up working out. She did it and it worked out perfectly. But then she scratched my arm. Like, and this is how I knew she was the one, because we were holding hands.
That's all it took.
And she was just in the movie, and I'm over here. I'm like trying not to fall asleep, but I'm like, this is amazing. And then she hadn't scratched my arm since.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I feel like you would hate that if I did that to you.
If you scratched my arm?
Yeah. You don't like when I have a light touch. Like, it needs to be firm.
Yeah. Let me know you're there.
So you don't like like a rub, like a scratch?
No. What are you doing? Back up. No.
He gets itchy.
Yeah, no. Like, don't, especially on my back, don't you touch my back. Bro, oh, man, that makes me so mad. She does, like, no.
I like to do a light touch, like a light scratch.
And
like,
because
I would like
so
that, and he
mad.
Hates it.
That, this is so funny, because we've talked about how we're kind of opposites.
Mm-hmm. Let me know, like, you can rub my back, but don't like just that. Don't caress my back.
I will say, don't come over and, like, tease me. Don't come over here and be like, good night. Oh, I will be up the whole night, just like.
Oh yeah, don't do that either.
That's what started my insomnia.
I was like, nah, you started something. We're gonna finish this.
No. So when did you know that Emily was the one for you?
We're still out for deliberation on that one. No,
I think she is with you, but
no, like, to be honest, there was never like a moment where she touched my arm. There was never that thing. But like with the first date, with the second date, the third, and so on and so forth, it was never like, this is the one. It was, I want to see this person again. It was always like, that was always the thing. It was never like, there was not like love at first sight. There was just like, I want to see her again.
Yeah.
Like, and it just, that just
Just happened naturally over time.
Yeah. Well, you know, the day before the wedding, I want to see her again.
I guess I'll say I'll do.
Yeah. Like, you know, if she says I do, I guess I'll say I do too. Like, that was just kind of, there was never like, I don't have a defining moment that was like, she's the one.
This is not a question, but could you imagine getting to the altar and the other person says, I don't?
Yeah, I thought that right up until she said, I do.
Caleb.
Bro,
jokes aside. Oh, wait, you thought she was going to say that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say that. Okay.
Like, when she said, I do, I was like,
but I was like,
when she said, I do, I was like, all right, okay, she's in. Like, yeah. I didn't expect an I do. I was just.
Have you seen the show Love is Blind?
No.
No.
No. Okay, well.
We don't watch trash television here.
Well, it's.
You just upset a ton of people.
You did.
So?
It's actually.
I've never seen the trailer drama. And it looks like a dumb show.
It's drama. Okay, well, that doesn't matter. Next question. Oh, wait, no. So I always.
Hold your horses. She's get to answer too.
Yes, sir.
The wives are on the show for a reason. When did you know I was the one?
I feel like it was July. Like, it wasn't too long.
30 days, folks.
Like 6 weeks. I remember being like at a women's conference with my aunt and telling her like, I really like this guy. Like, I've never felt this way about anybody.
No.
I mean, I don't think I was saying like love yet, but
you sure weren't.
Which is another thing. But yeah, no, I felt like it was pretty early on. Like, we were pretty direct, like what we were looking for. Yeah. I mean, we were in our 30s on a dating app. It's not like, oh, let's just have a good time. Like, we were both looking for serious relationships.
I definitely said I love you first and she did not return it. I said I love you first, and then she said thank you.
I don't think I said thank you.
She said, hey, put her there, pal.
She's like, I just you said, too.
I just was like, I can't say that back right now. I believe it's devastating. Something what I said.
I should have left her.
No, I respect that. You wouldn't want her
in
to tell you something
like,
inaccurate.
I should have, but.
Yes! All the time. I tell her all the time, lie to me.
He does, yeah.
Caleb,
you say it all the time.
You're a great friend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't care if it's a lie.
It's not a lie. So,
what about you guys?
When did you? We've kind of talked about this before because I've always said yes. I saw you on stage, and it's. I feel to me, it's more like it was kind of a joke. Is like, oh, I'm going to marry that girl one day, and it just happened to work out. But I mean, I truly was interested in her. But when did you know that I was the one?
I don't remember like the first time I ever saw you, which is kind of funny because you have this like very detailed memory of me. I remember it was a couple months after we started dating that we went to my grandpa's funeral and you went on a little road trip with me and my sister and my brother-in-law and spent the night at our like grandparents' lake house, and we had this whole like trip, and it was the first time that he was really with my family for an extended period of time. I was like, this is him. Like, this is it. Just something about seeing your partner interact with your family, it makes all the difference. And I don't know. I think that, like, it's important to be involved in each other's family's lives before you get married so you can see that and see how they interact. Because it'll say, I mean, it says a lot about a person. But
yeah, I like that. I don't know that you've ever told me.
And I'm crushing it with your family.
Oh, no. Anytime Caleb's not at a family function, where's Caleb? What's Caleb doing?
It's because of the boy band.
Everyone's like, where's Caleb? They like him better.
Which, ADD, I'm sorry. Two things. People are still requesting to hear the boy band. Also, someone wants...
Y'all will go wanting on that boy band.
We posted a TikTok of the... talking about loud chewing.
Yeah.
And someone said to release the... footage of your
the audio.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I did see that.
So just,
it's not. It doesn't. I think it was on Snapchat, and I deleted my Snapchat. Yeah. So sorry.
As for me, I mean, I don't know a distinctive moment. I know that it seemed very natural, and it just everything fell into place. I knew we talked about like what we wanted and everything very early on, and just were in sync and. You know, we were talking about marriage within what, the first 6 months?
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Which, and I mean, that's just like things that we wanted. Not that we were going to get, we knew like we were waiting to get engaged and married, but.
Yeah. But I mean, when you know, like, you know, you want to have those conversations early. People say not like to keep things lighthearted at the beginning of a dating relationship, but when you're looking to marry someone, I feel like have the conversations early because if you're not on the same page with like some of those really big things, why you know, waste each other's time.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Yeah.
Like, talk about kids, talk about religion, talk about like the way you want your family to look. You know,
I completely agree too.
Air your dirty laundry out first. Say what's wrong with you first.
Oh no, I saved that for my 10 year anniversary.
Get it out. Get it out. Get it out in front. That way, there's no surprises later.
No, I know. It's been good though. She's still with me.
If you got daddy issues, I want to know that on the first date. I got daddy issues. Bet.
Well, did you tell Emily
about my daddy issues?
He didn't know he had them yet.
Yeah, oh, okay. True. I didn't know I had
that's
them.
That's right, because
they came out later.
I thought I was good until he actually came in.
But his dirty laundry that he aired pretty soon was that he was divorced.
Sure was.
That's right.
Which I hadn't had to deal with that before. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, because
by that point in life, like, I knew a lot of people that were divorced or having divorces. So I was like, you just move on.
Yeah. No, and I remember you actually had talked, just now that you mentioned that, you had talked to me about that just throughout the circumstances and stuff, and having that open conversation with Emily, and which I think was huge. Like you said, I think
it was good, like, to date three. I was like, hey, I've also been married before. And she was like, oh. I was like, hey, let that marinate real quick before there's date four, you know? And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just waited for her to call back.
Yeah. And she did.
She did.
You got a call back. That's a theater thing.
So dumb. Move on.
Hey, I was inducted into the International Thespian Society. I should not air that out. What was your wedding day like? And looking back, is there anything that you would change?
Because we have a video of it, like, there are things of it that I absolutely remember, but like the day of is mostly like you're running around with your head cut off. Like, everything needs your attention. But people still talk about my wedding being the best wedding that they've ever been to. And it was a great time.
It's been beat now.
It has not been beat. The wedding was second class. Just kidding. But yeah, it was the party was like, the reception was like really,
it was
really
a good time. Yeah.
It was really fun. I would change nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, even the guest list, people like that were there that I don't even talk to now, that they were important in my life then,
yeah,
and they meant the world then. And the fact they're not in my life now, that's okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything. Cause like we have a guest book that's like on our wall, like everybody that was there that signed it. And there are names on that that I don't talk to anymore. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change a thing. Wait, I wanted more peanut butter pie. There was a chocolate peanut butter pie. That was a very good pie.
And it was like our pie, but then I never told anybody like to save the pie.
Oh no.
So like the rest of the slices just got eaten.
Cause you guys had a pie bar. I remember.
You had a pie
bar. Instead of a cake, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have a cake for you guys, or did you just do pie?
Pie.
Okay. Yeah,
we just did pie.
I couldn't remember. It's been almost 5 years.
It has been almost 5 years.
Yeah. So, which is really awesome. Emily, is there, what about you?
It was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I don't have any regrets. I think I had a different experience. Caleb, I think, like, didn't maybe delegate enough, but
yeah, I had some dumb friends that kept involving me in a bunch of stuff.
I just had a perfect day. I mean, like, I like brunched, you know, just relaxed, got my hair and makeup done. I had like my bestie and my mom and my sister with me. And we just, we just partied all night.
And I had Joel with me. So, like, obviously my day was not going well.
Well, touche.
Yeah, pie. That was the only thing I would want. I wanted to have had more pie.
Is that your favorite pie, chocolate peanut butter pie?
Chocolate peanut butter is my favorite anything.
Yeah, okay.
I did get us that pie for our first anniversary. Aww. I could get it again every year, but I only did it the first
year. Was it from a specific spot or just?
It is. Ashley's Bake Shop in Westport.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Good to know. I'm going to have to try it now.
You should.
It's delicious.
I'll bring you some too.
Very good pie.
I'll bring you both some. Cause
yeah.
Yeah. For us, I mean, I'll let you answer. What was your wedding day like, and would you change anything?
Yes. Also the best day of my life. And I actually do remember, we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I remember so many details from that day. People say it goes by so fast. But it's something like my memory was on overload that day, just like taking everything in.
Yeah.
And I remember like the most tiny details. The one thing I would change, I think we've talked about this too, was feeding people before we did pictures or something like that?
It was the timing, because I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. So the only thing we would have changed was we went to go do our pictures, and then we came inside and we went around to all the tables to introduce to everyone.
Which I really loved, and I do recommend. Yes. Like, yeah. It's just really nice to actually see everybody.
But we had not cut the cake yet. And so there was a lot of tables. And so we're trying to get through all the tables. Well, they just want a cupcake at this point. They're just staring at the cake. So that's the only thing, is we would have flip flopped that, cut the cake and then went around to tables. Other than
that, you gotta feed the people.
I know. Yeah. We had really tried to time it out well.
And it was in their face too.
We were doing our other pictures and all of that. But
yeah. But it truly was magical. And I agree with you. Like, I wouldn't change anything of wedding party people that were there, the guests or anything. Because everyone was important to me that was there. Mm-hmm. I've had people ask, with their wedding party, I don't know if I should have this friend because I don't know if later down the line, are we going to be friends and stuff? And now that I've been, not that I'm an expert, but I think go with who you have in your life that's important to you at that time. Because I guarantee seasons are going to change. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look the same. And you cannot predict that these people are going to be with you for the next 40 years of your life. And I wouldn't change anything from that time because that was my life then. And it, like I said, it was a beautiful day. Now, if we had our wedding today,
it would look a lot different for sure. Yeah, but
we would have an all night party because ours was during the day, but it was a very fun, beautiful day.
Casual afternoon thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm into it.
I still remember, Emily, you were there.
Caleb, I was there.
Caleb was there. He had
that might have been the first time I met you, actually.
That was one of the first weddings that we attended together.
Yeah,
I feel like you had met her before.
I don't know if I did. Unless
I actually don't know if I had met you before, Julia.
It's okay.
Who are you?
This is Julia, my wife.
Tell me about the last time y'all had a good laugh together. And I mean hearty laugh. Like, you can't breathe laughing. Now, if y'all don't laugh as a couple, that's fine, too.
We do. It's hard to pinpoint. I know, what comes to mind is our recent LA trip, because I know we laughed a lot on that trip. Mm-hmm. I barely can remember what I ate yesterday. So I can't think of the most recent specific, but I know Julia will just randomly spurt out some humor that she's never shown before and make me laugh. And I'm like, where did this come from?
I'm funny on occasion.
On occasion.
Yeah, my wife does it. I came home one day and my wife is in the kitchen dancing. She don't dance unless there's music and alcohol involved. And she was just in the kitchen, just beat bopping and dancing. I'm like, who is this person who's in my house right
and
now?
And that's when you go up and dance with her.
I was too shocked. I was like, what's going on here?
To get your phone, start recording.
No, capture the moment. No. I'm actually kind of an advocate of not pulling out my phone to capture every moment. Mm-hmm. I try to just be in the moment. But if it's a long one, then I'm like, all right, let me snap this real quick. But yeah, the last time that her and I laughed together, this is the dumbest story. So I've never actually shared this on the pod before. My wife sneezes so loud. It's almost
I love the instant laugh from Emily. She's like, oh gosh, she's talking about this.
It's if you didn't know, it's she grabs a megaphone to sneeze into it. Cause
really?
It's there's a chew, but then hers is
I also feel this is stems from pregnancy. I feel my sneezes changed once I got pregnant. Man, I used to hold them in, and they used to be a little kind of sound.
Did you know that's bad for you?
Well, I imagine it is. That's a lot of intra-abdominal pressure.
Yeah, I learned that. I used to do that too, and then I was like, oh, I can't do that. I'll die.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so she sneezes.
Hey, hold on. I've started letting them out, and they are very, loud.
They make our baby cry.
They do. Oh, literally every time I sneeze, he cries.
He cries. He's just... it's crazy. But
do you ever scare your child on purpose or do anything to mess with
them? No.
Me neither.
Maybe when he's a little older, but at this point, we're trying not to have him cry.
Okay, my wife...
I'm sorry.
My wife's sneezing. Okay, so she sneezes so loud. And okay,
that makes me sound like a terrible parent.
You are. Remember Vine, the app Vine? There was a 6-second Vine of this little kid... who got startled and he says, Jesus Christ, That's that's the whole thing. So she sneezes. We're in bed and we're about to go to sleep and she sneezes and it's so loud. And I said that, Jesus Christ. And it sent me into a fit of laughter and it was uncontrollable for like 15 minutes. We were both just laughing in bed. And I, like, I couldn't get air in. I was laughing so hard just because I the loudness of it and then that image of that little kid just.
And I had never seen that, but I was just laughing at him laughing because he rarely ever laughs like yeah. that.
I lost it.
I that's what I love about being married, though, is like you just those joyful moments you guys shared.
Oh boy, I'll never forget that. That was yeah. that's the funniest thing in the world. And she wouldn't even, again. She was not trying to be funny. She just sneezing to wake up the neighbors.
Could you imagine if you get a noise complaint?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I would say, hey, thank you for letting us know. We're sorry.
Have you ever been around someone that does like the sneeze?
No.
Where it's like.
But those are good people.
I wanted to ask, this wasn't on the list, but we were talking about weddings. How did you propose?
That's a good story.
I proposed.
I think it's good.
So when I knew that I was going to get married or whatever, I went out and bought the ring. Did you go get ring sized one? Because the ring fit. Well, whatever, doesn't matter.
I honestly don't remember.
Did you guys shop for the ring together?
No, you had to kind of. You had asked me what I might want in a ring. I think I remember that. Yeah.
So I went and got the ring. I didn't know when I wanted to propose, but in my head, I thought this should be like some big thing. It should be some big gesture. So I always just kept the ring on me just in case I was like gonna find some fit of inspiration. So it was in my glove box for a couple of weeks and we never took my car anywhere. We always took her car because she hates the way I drive. she does. I think she's a terrible driver, but, It was in my glove box, and one day she's like, "Let's take your car," and I'm like, "Oh no!" Now she doesn't like she never rifles through anything. She's like, she sits and she's always content. She never opens anything. But I was terrified she was gonna just this will be the day she opens that glove box and sees this ring. We went to get ice cream from Betty Ray's ice cream one night.
Oh, Betty Ray's,
love Betty Ray's.
Actually, this I know we're not Caleb. This pin is
do your thing. Is that from, a Betty Ray's pin?
That is.
You're so goofy.
I specifically.
I can't see it.
It's like a skull ice cream.
The mic is blocking it. Yeah. So we went to Betty Ray's and she was in the seat and I was like, she's going to open that glove box. She never would, but this will be the day she does.
For some napkins or something.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Could have been anything.
Yeah, he's always got a stack of QT napkins in there. Me too.
I was like, you know what? I'm tired of carrying this thing around. So. We get back to her house. She gets out of the car first. I grab the ring, put it in my back pocket, and I say, hey, let's go on your back porch for whatever. And there is a song. I don't remember the song that was playing. And I think she had like a Bluetooth speaker and I was playing it. And I was like, let's just dance for a little bit. And so we dance. I created this moment. Now her porch, you've seen it. It's got like lights around it.
Yeah.
And it looks really neat. And the weather was nice. And so
it was Ray LaMontagne.
There it is.
Ooh, which song?
I don't know.
You Are the Best?
No,
it wasn't that one.
The other one.
Anyway.
So yeah. We were dancing and I was like, hey, I don't want to be your boyfriend anymore. And I just got down on one knee and I pulled out the ring and she was like, where'd you get that ring from? Because again, like
the dispenser at the store.
Yeah. Because again, she didn't know it was coming. Like she knew that the proposal was coming, but she just like I pull out this box, like out of my pocket, like, how did I sneak it in?
The practical side of Emily's like, wait a second.
I didn't see you come in with this.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the proposal. And then like literally the next day is April 1st, April Fool's. We call all our family and they're like, yeah, okay, ha ha. Like, no, we're actually serious. We are engaged. Yeah. So yeah, that was the proposal story.
I kind of like the wives being on here because you actually can hear about how you can be nice and sweet.
And sweet and thoughtful.
Yeah.
He's actually very thoughtful.
Yeah, he doesn't. You don't show that side a lot sometimes. Just saying. I'm getting.
He's dead staring you.
People that deserve my thoughtfulness get to experience it.
Wow. So I guess I just got canceled. How did I propose? I proposed.
I didn't ask you.
I would like to know.
Gang.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead.
This is my new co-host, Emily, from now on. so I proposed at the Scout statue in Kansas City. So I had
been meaning to take you there.
Oh no, we've never been there.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah.
Double date.
Picnic at the Scout. So we loved Kansas City, so I wanted to do somewhere in Kansas City where you could have the skyline, so I chose the Scout statue. What I did is I had Stephanie and Brian, they were working in realty at the time, and so they came up with this big story that they needed to get headshots downtown for their business, and so they had Julia come take the photos with her, yada yada yada. I had parked my car like down a hill, so that way when they parked in the parking lot, like, she wouldn't see my car or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I had, our song is How Would You Feel by Ed Sheeran. And so I had wrote the lyrics out on like handwritten things as you were walking along. So it said, how would you feel if I told you I loved you, yada, with some candles. And then I was down at the end of it, which I was a blubbering, nervous wreck. Anyways, so she gets up to the top of the sidewalk, and I just see her, they're talking, and then all of a sudden she sees the first picture, and she just like stops and like puts her hands over her mouth, because she knew at that point.
Yeah, I thought something else was happening. I was like, is someone going to get proposed to here? I was like, this looks so romantic.
This is so romantic.
And then I read it and I was like, oh, it's me.
Yeah. And then we had a video of it. And I'm probably glad that there's no video of it, because I was like shaking, nervous. Mm-hmm. And I told you I'm not good at making first moves. Obviously, I wasn't going to let her propose to me. But
you should have, though. Girls, make the first move.
No. So she walked down, and I was like, how are you?
It's like, I'm good. How's your day? Dumb.
I had this whole thing playing in my mind.
This weather's crazy, right?
Yeah, of what I was going to say, and then it just went out of my mind. But, you know, I got down on one knee, and she said, actually, she never did say yes. That's the thing. She just was like, you know, and I'm like, this, putting the ring on her.
Wow.
What's funny is the whole time I had set up, there was nobody else at the Scout statue. It was perfect. About 5 minutes before they got there, this family comes, and I'm just like, okay, can they just come take the pictures and leave? And they didn't. So they just got a full proposal show, and it was, you know, was what it was. But yeah, that's how I proposed. So
it was sweet.
I was marveling at y'all's body language, because like literally seconds before, like, y'all were holding, she was holding your arm, and I was like, look at them, they're in love and everything. That's so romantic. And like, she's got her arms folded, I'm sitting on my hand, just, you know.
Emily, blink twice if you need help.
Like that's exactly what y'all were doing, and I'm just like, we're just over here, just. She is a. Here's one. The one thing I do love about her is that she is a very independent, strong woman. Like, she don't need me for nothing.
I think that's so true, though.
It's still true. We've been married almost 5 years. She still don't need me. I could leave right now. She'd be like, I didn't even know you were here.
Are you as independent, or do you?
Like I said, I can't be single. Like, I think I'm codependent. Like, I'm responsible, but I think I need somebody there.
Yeah.
Like, so, I can take care of my business.
Because when we got married, like, I was told, like, I'm a very independent person too. Mm-hmm. So, and I think at first I had always said, like, what was cool about us is we were both independent, but that's also because you're two people coming from single lives, you know, merging into one. Mm-hmm.
And then you learned that I'm not very independent at all.
No, and I'm still, like, I still can be independent, but, I wouldn't change it though. I love that about you. So
she basically, she needs you.
Yes.
See?
Well, and
see what I mean?
I need her. I need her too.
But there's some ways that you don't need me.
I always need you.
But like, you'll go to a movie on your own. Like, I could not do that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like,
you could just be okay on your own, doing your own thing all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love going to places by myself. Movies, restaurants.
I mean, he'll fall asleep, but he'll go by himself.
Where did y'all go on your honeymoon?
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I said that too fast. I was like, Jamaica. Did we go to Jamaica? Yeah. I don't know.
How was it? I've never been. I want to go someday.
Jamaica's great.
Yeah, I want to go.
It was our first time doing a resort.
Was it like an all-inclusive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah. We went to Orlando. Yep, Universal Studios. We actually went to Hogwarts.
That's where I want to go.
Was our
one of these days I'm going to get to go.
Yeah.
We have been in California though.
One of these days I'm going to get to go to Orlando.
Bro, let's go. They're going
to
be put...
we'll go to the Scout first and then just
tip on over to Orlando. On out to Orlando.
Let's
actually
get it.
I heard that if you buy season tickets, they're not really that much more expensive than regular tickets, and so then you can like just try to make a couple trips out there a year and then you
You say that so casually.
I know.
Like we're going to go for a weekend.
Twice, maybe 3 times a year.
Like you said that like going to the Scouts like that easy. Hey, we'll just go out to the Scout and then we'll just go to Orlando real quick. Like, you know,
it was
like before, it's an afternoon. Like,
it was before kids. It was a little bit more possibility.
It's true.
Mm.
But moving on, what would you say that the hardest thing to adjust was once you guys were married?
Biggest adjustment?
Yeah, for y'all.
I'm going to go first.
She's like, I'm ready.
COVID hit not long after we were married.
Yep.
And we learned a lot about each other when you can't go out and do the same things as we were doing before. Like we were very like active, had things going on most times of the, you know, most nights of the week. He started working from home all of a sudden. And, like all the social stuff went away. So just a lot of like expectations were not being met. So we had a lot of discussions about, well, I would, I guess, expect you to do these things. And they weren't, they weren't getting done.
Yeah, we had a lot of, like...
Those were really, like, our first fights.
It was, like, 6 months after you got married that COVID hit in KC, and then we had the
COVID
shutdown.
COVID hit big.
Yeah,
it was, like, and like it, even, like, one of the small things was, like, making dinner. Like, she just was used to making dinner, and then, like, during this, like, COVID stretch, she was, like... you need to help. You need to do something around here. You can't just be sitting around. And it's not like I'm just sitting back, make me dinner. It was just, she just made dinner.
Yeah.
It just was like, and I would cook, but like, it wasn't like a regular thing. It was like, but then she was like, hey, I need you to take care of dinner at least 2 nights a week. Like, it's just, you have it. Like, I want to just come home and you have dinner. Like either you're thinking about it or like you're going to put food on the table. And so that was like one of the big, like just one of the small things that like we realized was like, huh, I don't really care for making dinner every night of the week when I have a perfectly capable spouse that can do it also. Like, so, you know, those little things. One of the biggest adjustments was learning to be with someone who in some ways is the complete opposite of you. Like you touched briefly on like being an outdoors person. This woman loves being outside like it's going somewhere. Like, and I'm like vacations like Jamaica, and I'm so like this little thing at Jamaica. I'm so content sitting on a chair, sitting on a beach and not moving ever. Like I will sit there I'll get up, go not eat, me. And then come back to that chair and sleep, wake up, go eat, come back to that chair. I don't want to go nowhere. I'll sit in the hotel and be happy.
But you could sit on a beach all day.
I could do nothing all day and be perfectly content. But she likes to move and be active. Like, so she likes to do some physical activity. So every trip that we go on, there's a hike in it or a bike ride or a walk or something. And I'm just... So learning,
I'm there for the activities.
Learning to be with someone that is like going to like take you out of your comfort zone in some areas is real hard. And I'm still not the best sport about it sometimes.
No, but I mean, I just hearing that, think about the memories that were made from those things.
Whining the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I wasn't a good sport about it, and I'm kind of still not, but. You know.
I'm not that outdoorsy of a person. I was about to say
for a second, are you going to put your arm around me or not? Are we going to look like we're in love?
We're linking arms now.
Because she almost didn't. And I was like,
she made the move.
I thought about it. I was like, oh, she's doing. Nope, she's not.
It's actually a fake marriage, y'all. No, I'm just kidding. No, I want to be an outdoorsy person. And I am starting to
love. There ain't nothing out there for you.
Yes, there's nature. I remember May 2021, we went out to California, saw my brother Tyler, and we drove to Big Sur. And that is, it's like on a mountain and just ocean. And it was the most beautiful thing in my life. And I realized in that moment, you cannot see this in a picture like you can in person. So from there on out, like for me, it was just like, I want to get in shape so that I can go on hikes a little bit more. Because I would love to, you know, like we went to Colorado, like we did not want to hike, but I would love to.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually, when we went to LA this past, what, like a month or two ago now, we went up to see Tyler again and we went to see the Redwoods. Like it was this beautiful forest. And we went on this hike all the way up, like not really up, like back into the forest. It was, I don't know, a couple miles, but it was just beautiful. I was like, this is nice. Like we don't go on hikes at all.
Yeah. I mean, I still wish they had bird scooters there, but,
I'm telling, hey, real quick, you can Google image search the Redwood Forest. Same thing.
No. Even the pictures I took did not do it justice.
Nah, I disagree.
It's beautiful.
But I will say, I agree with what you guys said. I think when you get married, you know, obviously you're in that like puppy love, that honeymoon phase. But when you merge two people into a household, especially when you are opposites and you're learning each other's habits, I think it takes a lot of patience with each other and understanding and being able to open and have those conversations with each other.
Yeah. We even clean differently. We clean differently. Like it's like, I don't like the way she wipes off countertops.
Ditto.
I'm just like, that's all you gonna do? Like, and she's just like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, oh boy, okay. So I take over.
So you're about to get a rant out of Levi.
Growing up in my household, my mom would always say, is this Wendy clean or is this Ron clean? And so I've adapted that where is this Levi clean or is this Julia clean?
And wait, okay. So who's in your mind, who is the better cleaner?
Me.
Nothing now. I do is ever Levi clean. Ever.
I don't want to see a speck of dust. No, I'm not that way. But I mean, like, I want to, you have to move the things, you know, clean it real good.
See, I go survival mode. I'm like, okay, can I make this, you know, able for me to be able to survive? Like, do as many dishes as will fit in the dishwasher. Okay. Then I'm good. Then
so
I
wait, can move when on you to clean, the next. Are thing. You moving appliances off and like wiping every time
He's
you clean?
Doing everything.
Or is it you just cleaning what you can see?
I mean, not every time, but 80% of the time I will move the appliances, spray the cleaner, make sure it's all clean because under the coffee pot that gets like some,
it gets a little grimy,
but that only happens a few times in a year. That does not happen like every
Air
week.
His
That's
laundry
the difference.
Out.
Listen, my laundry is clean. Okay.
That's, your laundry's dirty upstairs.
Thank you. Thank you. Say the things.
On to spouse annoyances.
Let's get it. I'm into it. Let's get into it right now. I'm ready.
Actually, that is one of the topics, Caleb. Actually, no, Caleb. Emily, what does Caleb do that annoys you?
One of the big things that we constantly bicker about is his lack of, lack of a better term, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Like, that's how I grew up. Like, everything can have you repurposed or, like, recycled, donated. He's done with some. It is trash. Like, get it out of here. I'm always like, can you put that into recycling? Or, like, he's throwing something perfectly good away. A perfectly good set of shoes. I pulled them out of the trash. I was like, what is this?
But were they like really dirty?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, okay.
More than once or twice. Yeah. He just wants to throw everything away. And that is a huge annoyance of mine.
I'm not good at recycling.
I'm not going to defend myself here. She's completely right. I get rid of it. Like I am always trying to throw stuff out. Like, and I don't, it is kind of bad though. When I'll put something in the trash can and then I'll go back later and it's not there. Like it's in the recycle. I'm like, oh. Misidentified that piece of garbage.
He threw away a perfectly good flashlight the other day that I pulled out of the trash.
The light was still on. Like I turned it on, I saw that it worked, and I still threw it out.
And he's like, "It was the light being on that God gave it away." I was like, "Yes, it was that."
If World War III happens,
plus it's
my
flashlight.
All the flashlights you can get.
Yeah, you were just talking the other day about something that he threw away.
He gives
yours.
He tries to give my stuff away all the time or throw it away.
When people come over, I'm always like, "Hey, do y'all need anything? We good?"
You know, he does that too.
Would you like this bag of chocolates or chips? I'm like, "That's mine."
She got this sauce that she swears she was gonna eat. It'd been in the fridge for like 3 years. No, I'm just kidding. We did not give you 3-year-old sauce.
This is the sauce you gave me.
Yes. Yes.
It was Emily had come over. She's like, "Oh, what's this?" And I was just like, "Oh, please take it. We are never gonna eat that." Like just
he didn't
the bang
it.
Bang sauce.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, get rid of it. Like I tried to give away some blankets today.
And I was like, hey, what are we doing with these blankets? She's like, oh, actually, I was going to give a couple of these away. I was like, ooh, I said I would give all four of them away.
So we got like a million blankets for our baby showers. And so we have like these brand new tags on blankets. And he's like, let's get rid of this. I was like, well, I have several friends that are pregnant. Like, I can just re-gift these.
She is correct. I said, let's get rid of it. But I was not about to throw them in the trash. I was going to donate them. But no, she is also correct.
If they got the tags on them, re-gift it.
But I was going to donate them to like a family in need. Like, and I already had that.
Quit trying to show you have a good heart when we know you don't.
He's just trying to declutter.
What annoys me about my spouse is, and I'm mad that I'm going to say this because I know people are going to like do it to me because they're going to hear it. Emily. Okay. Like, like she said, when I'm not around, they ask, where's Caleb? What's he up to? Blah, 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 blah. Em loves telling my business to our friends, like, and they're not secrets, it's just what I'm up to. Like, oh, he bought a new whatever. I don't like it when the people that she tells my updates to come up to me later and say, hey, how's this going on? And I'm like, who told you that? What's going, how do you know this information? Like, I didn't share that with you. Well, how do you know? It makes me, because it catches me off guard, and I don't like it. So
you don't like when your spouse talks about you?
100%.
To other people?
But then 100. He wants me to be talking about him.
No!
I remember there was one time.
You want me to praise you only when you're not around?
Praise me to me. I don't care what you say to other people about me. Praise me to me. Tell me I'm great or doing something fun. I don't care what... How's Caleb?
It's like
he's
spouse
fine.
Responsibility to be like, what is your other half doing? Yeah. They're not here.
But, and Caleb, say nothing.
And for you, Caleb, it's even like with close friends. Because there's been times where she would tell me something, and I feel like it was about like one of your new pairs of shoes one time.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And Emily was like really excited to, and she's like, oh yeah, I got these shoes. And so like I had just mentioned it to you and you were like ticked that she had told me.
Keep my name out your mouth. I don't care. I don't like it. It makes me mad.
Again, Emily, blink three times if you need help.
Oh, man.
Everyone needs to start telling Caleb's business to, like, everybody.
Oh, my God. It makes me so mad.
Is there anything else she does that annoys you?
I got a couple things.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
So, what annoys... What do I do that annoys you? Nothing.
Annoys me?
Nothing, I know.
Nothing, you're perfect.
Thanks, I know. Stop.
No, I get annoyed that we have a laundry basket in our bathroom and there still ends up being clothes behind the door, so I can't open the door to the bathroom. Because they land there and not in the laundry basket where they're supposed to go. Which is why we put a laundry basket in there.
Is he missing the laundry basket? Like, his clothes like being thrown, or is it just like an over?
They're just on the floor.
Like, you step out, and then there's no regard for them after that.
Oh, yes. I would like my defense attorney, please.
There's
only a laundry basket in the bathroom because of me.
But you don't use it.
I do use it. There may be a couple times where there are like two things there. It is not blockading the door.
I don't know. The other day I picked up
right now and take a photo of the bathroom real quick.
Listen,
like there's a towel.
I'm gonna be
there's
honest.
Like several...
Our bedroom right now looks like a college dorm room. Like two just like messy college dorm room kids.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Ours gets messy.
Our bed frame is broken, so we have no bed frame right now, so it's just mattresses on the floor.
That's what's up.
That's why it looks like a college
And then
store.
I was eating some candy, so there's some... I need to throw that trash.
Some wrappers.
This is going on the internet. Like,
No. And thank you, because I'm so sick and tired of seeing people that look like they have their lives together that, like, you wouldn't think that their bed frame's on the floor right now. Like, you... Because y'all don't put out that energy. Y'all don't put out that my bed's on the floor right now.
Yeah, we
energy.
Have a college dorm room bedroom vibe.
If there are candy wrappers so next to your bed, I would never think that of the McCalls.
It's not art.
There you go. Chris, that's a compliment.
I don't go into a room.
You wouldn't let me see your garage for a while, too.
You forced yourself into the garage.
I've actually never seen your garage.
Thank God. I might actually call you soon to just come help me start clearing some of it out.
Thank you.
Annoys me about Julia? Nothing, because I'm just kidding. I won't.
Hush.
I will say, and this has just been a thing from the get-go, it's talking to me in the mornings or right or right when I get home from work, which I know sounds terrible, But I'm not a morning person. She's learned this. We've learned this. You're a morning person. Mm-hmm. She's a morning person. I am not.
I love the way she said it. She's
like yeah, I'm. Sure. I wake up. Please do not talk to me until I've at least had 3 hours into the day. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Goodness. No, but kinda I mean,
sounds like him. Honey, it's noon. Yep. Now you can talk to me.
And yeah. Obviously, with kids, I've adjusted more. But like before kids and stuff, it was an adjustment for you at first because
yeah, I was like, he's mad at me every morning. Like, what am I doing wrong?
Because I'm just like. You know, I'm just not a morning person.
I like that at night. Like,
drink coffee and have a conversation. Like, how'd you sleep? You know, what are you doing today? You know, what are you doing at work? Whatever. And he's just like.
Well, and that's the other thing. So she works from home. Mm-hmm. I work in a job in marketing where I talk to people all day long. So at the end of the day, I am just typically mentally dead. Well, she is mentally ready to just talk to someone. And so who comes Anyone? Through that door? Me. And so, actually, I think we're going to come up on like silly fights. So I'm going to just skip to that because one of our silly fights, it's going on the internet. I was a complete jerk to my wife. I was.
Most fights start because someone was not being kind.
Well, this time it was my fault. All the other ones are on her. But this one was, I still feel like a jerk to this day, but it's part of learning each other, like we talked about. But we lived in our apartment, and again, I had come home from work. At this time, I was in the office, but I was just in the, you know, bunch of stuff. So she, every day, you know, she'd start coming in questions, and I would talk to her like, babe, I just need like a few minutes, to decompress, yada yada. One day, I don't know, I came to the kitchen, opened the fridge, and Julia comes out of her office all excited to see me, and it's like, hi, babe, and I was like. I hate to say this. I slammed the fridge door shut. I turned to her and I said, what questions do you have for me today?
Oh my gosh.
Instant regret. I mean, she didn't get mad. I think she just turned around and walked away.
Your precious
Probably.
Wife.
Probably.
But I instantly was like, babe,
precious,
I'm sorry.
Perfect Julia.
I know. Yeah. And here I was a complete jerk. And I apologize. I owned up like...
Like, when did you apologize? Like, right then and there?
No, a year later. We talked about the night, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I should not have. Because instantly, as soon as that came out of my mouth, it wasn't like I was. It was just, you know, like when something just flies out, and you're like, oh, let me catch that before. And it's too late.
Yeah.
No, it was. Yeah. So that was a silly fight.
What's funny is you talked about that, I don't know, a couple months ago for the first time in a long time. And I actually did not remember it until you mentioned it. I was like, that did not like imprint in my mind. So I'm not damaged from it. It's all good.
She's such a good spirit that she didn't even remember when you were being terrible to her.
To be honest, my wife is very forgetful.
That's also true.
So that actually works out in your favor.
It does. Yes.
Yeah, well, he wins all our fights because I can't like I can't remember. I'm like, wins. Yeah, like you always do this, and he's like, tell me a time, and I'm like, I can't remember.
But there is times where she's like, I think she gets, I have a really really good memory, and she does it, and so. Nope. And I wouldn't say we fight, but no. Like when we have discussions, like and she's like, I don't, you know, I think she gets annoyed because
you pull out all the receipts.
Not anymore.
Like, remember this day that you did that one
anymore.
Thing?
That was when that was done. I don't do that anymore. I don't pull out receipts anymore.
Pulls out screenshots.
But I got them.
So am I sharing my silly fight?
I think it is about time. People have been asking.
The plunger story.
The plunger story. I had a different one in mind.
Oh, good. I want to hear what yours is, too. But we mentioned
we'll share hers in part
two. I know
two.
You have to share the plunger story.
This is terrible because this is a dumb story to have so much anticipation built up. Before I start, are you sure I can share the story?
Yeah.
Like, in its entirety?
So many people already know about it. It's
documented
fine.
Evidence. She said, yeah, okay, so...
I'm actually not even embarrassed about it.
You should be.
You should be. You should be.
Yeah, you.
I don't care. So I think I came home one day. I don't know what was going on. This is how I remember it. You can correct any details if you want to. I come home one day, and every time I got to go to the bathroom, it's an emergency. So I rush to the bathroom because I have to use the restroom. And I go in there, and the toilet is visibly clogged. There are items in the bowl, and I have to use the restroom. So I use the restroom, and she said, "Oh, I clogged the toilet."
I am immediately disgusted. I'm like, why is this still here? Why is she alerting me to something? Anyway, so I walk out of the bathroom. I said, I need you to fix that immediately. Not because I'm grossed out, because I am. But I'm saying you need to fix this problem that you created. Like, I need you to go in there and take care of that. And so she's like, okay. So she gets up. She goes over there. She grabs a plunger. She takes care of the matter in the bowl. And then I'm just like, that is the nastiest thing in the world. I can't believe she did that. And I see her take the plunger from the toilet bowl over to the bathtub, and she turns on the bathtub water and rinses off this plunger in the tub. And I freaked out. What are you doing? She's like, what? I'm like, no, what are you doing right now? She's like, I'm rinsing off the plunger. What is the problem here? And she sticks it right back under the sink. And I'm like, oh my God. I lost it. I was immediate. I was mad, disgusted, confused. All of them. I was so angry. I was like, that is the nastiest. You need to clean that tub right now. She's like, what? I was like, you need to clean that tub. I was so furious with her. I couldn't be more disgusted. Didn't you tell her like
she needed to grab bleach?
Yeah.
With bleach. Mm-hmm. Get the bleach. You need to disinfect that tub. That is the nastiest thing. And she's like, are you for real right now? I'm like, I am not kidding. And I think I threatened to sleep on the couch or something. I was like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was furious. I was so grossed out. And so she goes and I think gets some bleach, pours it on the tub, and like, and then she rinses that down, and she's like, are you good? And I'm like, and then I got even more mad. I was like, is that how you clean our tub? She's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like,
I feel at that point, I mean, you're lucky she didn't slap you.
Yeah,
I threw a whole fit.
I was just so confused by the continued like escalation. I'm like, I'm doing exactly what you asked me to do. Like, how are you still mad?
Nothing she did right. I was mad. And then, go ahead, what?
To top it all off, was this when you were pregnant?
I don't think so. I hope not.
I think so. It was not like that long ago.
Yeah, it was. I think it was pregnant.
I'm pretty sure you were.
Did you see his face?
You know what?
Or it was just before. We were definitely in our fertility journey.
Yeah. Hush. Anyway. So just that. And I'm so upset. And so she cleans the tub to her. It's Emily clean. I'm still fuming at that. I'm like, that's disgusting. I was so upset. I didn't talk to her for like 48 hours. And she was so mad at how I had talked to her and the hoopla that I made that she didn't talk to me. We didn't talk for like two days. Mm-hmm. We were just both mad at each other, and I don't even know how that fight resolved itself or how
we had to go to church because everyone else heard about it.
That yep. Is, oh yeah.
You brought it up at church.
I'm pretty sure Levi is the one that mediated us.
I came to church the next day. I was like, y'all, can y'all believe what my wife did? And they're like, happened?
Levi immediately came to me. He's like, I'm on your side.
I was like, I am so sorry that he did that to you.
Everybody that I told the story to, I was like, can you believe her? And they're like, oh, you're insane.
Yeah, okay. No one was on your side. And
nobody was.
I don't know if you want me saying this.
What happened?
But I'm going to say this. You also don't believe in farting in front of your spouse.
Sure don't. Don't do it. It's gross.
See, which I was growing up.
Do not do it.
I was growing up. You know you truly love someone when you'll fart in front of them.
Mm-mm. I respect her nose.
I also grew up in a farting family. So imagine the restraint that I exercise. On a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you. Don't fart in front
for
of me.
For any sort of toilet or bathroom humor.
Oh, man. Or
just normal body function.
Now I'm mad that you did say that because now I feel I'm scared that people are going to
fart in front of you.
Hey, look, you fart in front of me, we fighting. That, like, and I don't even fight. I'm like I said before, I'm a delicate flower.
On you.
We fighting. You fart on me, those we fighting on site. I don't care where we are, especially church. Try it if you want to.
Joshua,
we are fighting if you fart in front of me on purpose.
I thought you were a delicate flower.
I'm rescinding that. You fart in front of me, that's disrespectful.
I want to know what...
So that's the plunger story.
Yeah, that's the plunger story.
I want to know if I'm right to anybody. Like,
wait, do you still stand behind this?
100%. Mm. I was wrong for how I addressed her in the situation. Maybe I should have just got it cleaned up myself.
Well,
yes.
If I remember correctly... From what you originally told me.
What she did to me, I'm dumb. What she did in that moment, that's gross.
I'm not changing my opinion. But I'm pretty sure
she
had
already. It didn't like. She didn't leave it clogged. You had already plunged it, I believe. Right?
No, I came home to a clogged toilet. I saw.
Which is true, but I don't remember why. I don't know if something happened that I
you
got.
You pooped.
I got. Oh, I know. Everybody poops. There's a book about it. Anyway, I don't remember what happened that I didn't have it unclogged by the time you got home. Something happened. Anyway.
Neither do I. You didn't have a kid.
But in, okay.
She was producing one.
Hush, boy.
I guess in my defense was like, if you just swish it around in the toilet bowl, it's not actually getting clean.
Such a gross conversation.
No, but like we have energy efficient toilets and you know, there's like tiny bit of water in the bottom and the water coming down the side. It's not like a rain shower. I mean, there's no way you can get that clean in the toilet. You have to stick it in the shower. I'm not having poopy chunks in there.
Anyway. I'm actively uncomfortable.
I know, I was going to say, I love how
that's just my rebuttal.
No, I, Emily.
I'm a very practical person to me.
The way the whole situation, you know, everyone's on your side.
Yeah.
I am curious
of
what your silly fight was that came to mind.
Oh, which I believe was our first fight when Caleb thought I was dumping him.
Oh, yeah.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, on Christmas. Tell him what you did to me.
So... Yeah, it was like holiday break. Caleb was like off of work. Like his job just like gives him the week off for like Christmas.
Hashtag blessed.
Christmas to New Year's, whatever. So he was off and he was like at my house that entire time. He'd been at my house a long time. And as he mentioned before, I'm like an independent person. And I was a little bit like, I'm kind of ready to have my space back, you know? And we had already planned to... you know, spend Christmas Eve together, all of Christmas Day. But he had already been with me probably for like the last 2, 3, 4 days. Anyway, so we were like making plans. We were at my house. We were getting ready to leave for my aunt and uncle's house on Christmas Eve. And I was like, hey, why don't you take your stuff and your car? And when we're done with Christmas, then, you know, you can just go back to your house for a while. And in my head, it was like, well, because I just like, we should have some space. Like, we'll have been together for like a week. And for some reason, he took that as I'm dumping him, but didn't tell me any of this and proceeded to just ignore me and have like a really mad face the entire holiday, like, season. Like, all of Christmas Eve, all of Christmas Day. He just ignored me because he thought I had dumped him.
You say you want space. I'm going to give you space.
But I'm like, why would you even come if you thought I dumped you? It was so weird. It was so awkward.
Well, I wanted to play the part of a happy relationship, but...
But it's so obviously not. Sounds like
you would have not gotten an Oscar for that.
And I was like, I had no clue what was going on. I was like, yeah, Caleb's like mad at me and I don't know why.
She said, I appreciate space. And I was like, I'll give you space.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna talk to you.
Like, wait, why? Look at you. I was like, well, I just appreciate some space, you know? Like, we'll have been together for a long time.
Your codependency is showing.
Whatever.
Yeah, so it was that was like a couple days fight, yeah.
We got to wrap this up, but wasn't there one time... He got mad, didn't talk to you for a couple days because, like, you took a bite of food off his plate.
Wait, this does sound a little bit familiar, but I can't recall.
What we're showing is a pattern that if you get, I get mad at you, I don't talk to you for 48 hours.
He gets mad, he just
I feel like it was
down,
French toast or something. Which I That's call what comes to mind.
It was regular toast. And no. I was mad about that, but I didn't ignore her for a couple of days then. That was a small one. That was maybe like a couple of hours where I was mad at her. No, don't eat off my plate. But
that's another thing, because I'm in the same boat.
Let's
my
wrap
whole
this
family
up, bro.
Will like anyways. We we're gonna actually, because we have went over time, we're gonna do a part two with the wives, so we're gonna skip the weekly segment.
Okay, it's fine. I don't got nothing.
I mean, I think our praise can be for our wives for putting up with us.
Not with all the things she puts me through, no.
I want to shout out Emily for putting
shout
up
out
with
Julia.
Caleb.
yeah, shout out to you, Emily.
Also,
praise each other.
I know y'all can't see these peeps, but we have a couple
producers
today. So shout out to Brinkley and Emily Miles. Woo!
Brinkley Beaver! And Emily Miles.
So we appreciate Lion? You guys to coming out and listening Emily to
Miles.
Us talk.
It's Emily Miles.
It's Emily Lyon.
Yeah, well.
So don't be lying about her name.
Wait, are you about to...
Thumbs down.
That was a bad dad joke. I think on that news, we will
Wait,
see...
Wait, hold on. We're not going to end right now. We got one thing. Before... I got something for you. Got something for you, buddy.
Is that some money?
No, it's better than money.
Is this what I think it is?
I don't know what you think it is, but you can take a look at it.
Are we going?
If you want to go with me, I would like to go.
Tell the people what it is.
Are you for real?
They're not fake.
Man, we going to WWE Monday Night Raw. You for real gonna go with me?
If you want me to, okay, FK? I got yeah. you tickets. I got you a ticket and one to go with someone that you want to go with. You do not have to take me.
I would be honored if you would go with me.
I would not feel stabbed in the back if you took somebody.
Man, you are good. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Caleb. I mean, come on. After See, all this stuff we put
through. He can be thoughtful.
I'm a very nice person, but if you fart around me... We're fighting.
Well, folks, we'll see you next week. This has been That's How You Feel. Don't forget to like, comment, review, scribe. Scribe. Bye.
Bye.